Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky, Thursday, September 21st. The new moon tomorrow, the most distant new moon of the year, will create a special kind of solar eclipse.
The moon is new each month when it passes more or less between the Earth and Sun. You can't see a new moon because it's located in the same general direction as the Sun, lost in the Sun's glare. What's more, at new moon, the dark half of the moon faces Earth, while the lighted portion faces the Sun, as always.
But at this new moon on Friday, the Earth, new moon, and the Sun line up in space. If you happen to be at the right spot on Earth tomorrow, you'd see the new moon as a dark silhouette in front of the Sun. Tomorrow's new moon is in a far part of its orbit around Earth. It'll be too far away to cover the Sun completely. At mid-eclipse, observers will see a thin ring, the outer part of the Sun's disk, encircling the moon. This ring, or annulus, is why this type of eclipse is called an annular solar eclipse.
Last March, people saw a total solar eclipse. A total eclipse is possible only when the moon is closer to Earth, and therefore larger in our sky, than it'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow's eclipse happens on the September equinox for parts of the world, like an eclipse and equinox happens at the same moment for everyone around the globe, but our clocks say different times.
For sky charts, come to earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
At earthsky.org.